Don't get me wrong. Sleeping outside in the dead of winter was no big shucks to me. I mean, my attitude is that if you go into security work, you take the bad with the awful. You take the worst they can throw at you, chew it up, spit it out, and go back for more. I'd slept in cold, snow, rain, blizzard, sleet, ice, you name it. In my years of security work, I'd slept in everything but comfort. And that was okay because I'd never wanted to be anything but tough. And as for having someone to talk to at night, I never needed that either. Most of my heavy and dangerous work comes in the night, and I never found much time or need for talking on the job. On the other hand, I'm only flesh and blood. It's hard to remember that, but it's true. Inside every cowdog, there's a heart and a liver and a gizzard. Well, I'm not sure about the gizzard, but we definitely have hearts and livers. And where you find a heart and a liver, you'll find the same basic emotions that exist in ordinary dogs. I mean, we cowdogs have tremendous pride, and we have to struggle every day with our emotional side. When you make your living doing battle against evil and darkness, you find it hard to admit that you have feelings. I don't remember who said it, but steel crieth not. Maybe I said it. Even so, it's true. Steel crieth not. I'm trying to prepare you for a shocking revelation. On that particular evening, December the 22nd, I believe it was, when I saw Slim and Drover go into the house, when I saw the warm yellow light coming from the kitchen window, when I looked up at the smoky gray clouds, when I felt the chill rising from the snow, when I heard the whisper of the wind, when I went down to my cold gunny sack bed, fellers, I didn't feel very much like steel anymore. I hate to admit it, but I was lonesome and blue. I wanted to be in a warm house. I wanted to see light and hear laughter. I wanted to curl up in front of that big yodel stove and watch the logs burn down to red embers. I wanted to hear the rocking chair squeak on the old pine floor. I wanted